Wherein, RNC's decision to not participate in future GOP debates triggers excitement. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 11, 2023. The Republican National Committee, RNC, will not participate in future debates, the organization announced Friday. The decision does not mean that there will not be more primary debates, but it does mean that they can now be hosted by establishment news networks, such as CNN. Previously, GOP candidates participating in the debates had to sign a pledge, establishing their promise not to participate in any GOP primary debate not sanctioned by the RNC. That rule has since been lifted. It is now time for Republican primary voters to decide who will be our next president, and candidates are free to use any forum or format to communicate to voters as they see fit. Read an official statement from the RNC. Read. The news triggered excitement from Ramaswamy's campaign. More debate and free speech is better than less. Wherein, Ramaswamy's press secretary Tricia McLaughlin said, according to CBS News. The RNC has come under tremendous scrutiny throughout the debates, none of which former President Donald Trump, the runaway frontrunner, has participated in. During the third debate, Ramaswamy used his place on stage to criticize RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, calling on her to resign following another lackluster election night for Republicans. Since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost in 2018, 2020, 2022. No red wave ever came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party, Ramaswamy said. For that matter. Ronna, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, Ramaswamy continued. I will turn over my, yield my time to you and frankly, look the people that are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Ramaswamy also criticized the RNC for teaming up with NBC News. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We have 10 times the viewership, asking questions that GOP voters actually care about, and bring more people into our party, he added. Related video, Ramaswamy slams RNC for picking NBC for debate, calls for McDaniel's resignation, party of losers. CNN has already announced it will host two debates ahead of the Iowa caucus, which takes place January 15, and the New Hampshire primary, which takes place January 23. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has also signaled that he will participate. Looking forward to debating in Iowa, he wrote. The first debate is scheduled to take place at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, on January 10, followed by the second debate taking place at St. Anselm's College in Goffstown, New Hampshire, on January 21.